Well, good morning. It's such an honor and privilege to be able to share God's word with you this morning. Pastor Enoch asked me to share on the topic of Christian virtue.
Pastor Enoch 叫我去同大家分享一个基督徒嘅美德嘅呢个题目。
But before we get into God's word this morning, I want to ask you a question.
当你去到呢个神话语之前, 我想问呢个问题。
How would you know if someone is a Christian?
你怎样知道一个人是一个基督徒呢?
How do you evaluate whether they're truly following Jesus?
你怎样评论一个人是不是真的耶稣基督的跟随者?
Is it how often they come to church on Sunday morning?
是不是他几密来这个星期日去崇拜?
Is it how loud they sing in the worship service?
是不是很大声他唱歌?
Is it how much theology they know?
是不是他很懂很多神学的概念?
Is it how much scripture they've memorized?
是不是因为他们背了很多的圣经?
Is it how much money they give?
是不是因为他们奉献很多?
Is it who they vote for?
是不是你会去投票这个人?
What is the most important thing that tells us whether someone is a true Christian or not?
对于一个人, 我们怎样知道他是不是基督徒? 我们一个最重要的评估的方法是什么?
How would Jesus answer this question?
耶稣基督会怎样回答这个问题?
When we look at what Jesus says in John 13:35, he says, By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
耶稣这么说,在约翰福音书13章3节,他这么说,你们若有彼此相爱的心,众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Does this surprise you?
对这件事,你是不是觉得很奇怪呢?
Is this what you would have said is the most important thing to look for to see if someone is a Christian?
在当中是不是我们多数人都会这么想,这样这个质素就是我们见到是不是基督徒?
Well, my sermon title probably gave it away, right?
其实我刚才那个题目可能已经是将这个我的内容已经泄露出来。
Now this seems really simple, but there's a problem.
有一个问题在里面。
What is love?
爱是什么?
What does the word even mean?
到底爱是的意思是什么?
You see, we use this word to describe how we feel about our parents.
有时我们用这个字去形容我们对父母的感觉。
And then we use the same word to describe how we feel about our favorite food.
或者我们对于我们很喜欢吃的东西用同样这个字去表达。
And then we use the same word to describe how we feel about our spouse.
或者用这个字去形容我们对于我们的配偶的感觉。
And then we use the same word to describe how we feel about our dog.
或者说我们怎样去形容我们的狗,我们用这个字去形容它。
So just think about that. We use the same word to describe how we feel about so many different things.
想一想,我们用这个同一个字去形容很多样东西。
So here's the problem I want for us to think about today.
这个问题我第一就要讨论思想。
If the true mark of a Christian is their love, we need to clarify what this word love really means.
如果基督徒,我们的标记是爱的时候,我们对于爱这个词需要有清晰的认识。
Because when you think about what the world means when they use the word love, they really mean, it makes me happy.
如果在世间上,我们用这个爱这个词,通常会说,那样东西令我们很happy,我们很喜欢。
But that's not how the Bible defines what love means.
在圣经里面不是这样去讲这个爱的。
That's not the love we're called to pursue.
这个不是爱,是我们去寻求的。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道这样?
Because of what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13.
在这个林前13章里面,保罗这样说。
It's a really famous description of what love looks like in 1 Corinthians 13.
在这个他这么出名的描述爱的篇章里面,
And the very first thing Paul says about love is that love is patient.
他第一个字说,爱是恒久忍耐。
Literally, in the Greek, this word patient means long suffering.
在这个希腊文里面这样说,这个字是说长久受苦。
If love is about being happy, then why do we have to have patience in the midst of suffering?
在这个世界上,我们说我们要去快乐, happy, 但是在这个圣经里面说,我们长久忍耐。
So we see that the world's definition of love and the Bible's definition of love are very different.
所以里面讲的爱和我们在圣经里所讲的爱是很不同的。
And so this morning we'll turn to another passage to understand what we truly need to understand about what this word love means.
今天我们会去读一段经文,是讲到这爱的真正意思。
So if your Bibles, please turn with me to Romans chapter 12, we'll be starting in verse 9.
May I just ask a congregation to you?
Yes.
Okay, 我第一挺起立,这段经文是罗马书12章9-13节,一起读。 爱人不可虚假, 爱要善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，恩勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切，圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。请坐。
In this part of Romans, Paul seems to give several instructions to the church.
在这部分的罗马书，保罗似乎是对教会给一些教导。
The strange thing is that Paul is usually very eloquent with his words.
保罗是一个能言善辩的人。
But he doesn't go into a lot of details in this section.
在这段经文里面，他没有详细解释是什么意思。
Instead, he just gives this series of commands and instructions for the church to follow.
好似话大家就跟住呢啲呢几个教导去生活啦。
Why does Paul do this？
点解阿保罗会咁样做？保罗咁做
？And are these ideas somehow connected together？
系咪呢啲嘅概念系连结埋一齐
？I had a chance to study this passage in seminary。
当我喺呢个神学院嘅时候咧，我有机会读呢一段嘅圣经，系用呢一个希腊文。
And what I learned is that when you look at the Greek wording of this passage, it's notMultiple sentences is actually just one sentence that's very long.
在这个希腊文的圣经里面，其实它不是几句的说话，是一句很长的说话。
And so if we were to translate from the Greek into the English, the way it's actually written, it would actually be just one sentence.
在这个希腊文里面呢，它其实是一句很长的说话。
Let love be genuine, hating what is evil, holding fast to what is good. As for brotherly love, devoted to one another.As for honor, outdoing one another. As for zeal, not being slothful. As for the Spirit, being fervent. As for the Lord, serving. As for hope, rejoicing. As for tribulation, being patient. As for prayer, being constant. As for the needs of the saints, contributing. As for hospitality, seeking.
我对这一段的经文，我们迟点每一句都有一个翻译的。
So you see, at first glance, it may seem that Paul is giving instructions about several different things.
我哋乍眼睇上嚟嘅时候咧，就发觉呢个保罗其实好似系讲一啲好似唔相关嘅题目。
Instead, Paul just has one topic in mind.
其实嘅保罗系一个喺心里面一个题目嘅啫。
He wants us to understand what genuine love looks like.
佢想话俾我听一个真正嘅爱系一个点样嘅。
Now, what does the word genuine even mean?
我对呢个字 genuine 呢个真嘅系点样嘅意思咧
？In Greek, Paul literally says without hypocrisy.
在这个希腊文里面他讲的话是这个不虚假的意思。
Now, this term hypocrisy is one that comes from the ancient world.
其实这个字是源于在古代世界里面的时候。
A hypocrite was someone who was an actor in a Greek drama.
一个伪君子其实是当时候在这个戏剧当中的演员来的。
So the idea of a hypocrite was someone who would put on a mask or put on a face.
在这个戏剧当中他可能是挂上个面孔。
And so what Paul's saying here is we're called to genuine love, not just putting on a face.
保罗所讲话呢个真诚嘅爱，唔系话将你戴上个面具。
And everything that follows after that is basically a description of what genuine love looks like.
呢一段嘅经文每一样嘢都讲到话，一个真正嘅爱，佢嗰个基本上嘅意思系点样
？Let's look at what Paul says about that.
我睇阿保罗点样讲。
Paul goes on to say that genuine love requires for us to hate what is evil and to hold fast what is good.
保罗呢度所讲嘅话咧，我哋呢个真正爱咧，系去憎恨呢一个嘅罪恶，同埋咧系要坚定呢一个嘅美善。
I think Paul would have a lot to say about our culture today.
我相信保罗对今日我哋嘅文化有好多嘢佢想讲出嚟。
In our culture today, there seems as if there's nothing that is wrong.
在我们今天的文化里面就说好像我们没有什么对什么错的。
There's no more right or wrong in our culture anymore.
没有说什么对什么错。
We just say, you're okay, I'm okay, we are all okay.
我们说你又 okay, 我又 okay, 大家都 okay.
Everything comes down to whatever makes you happy.
归根究底最重要的话有什么令到我们开心。
But instead of accepting everything, we need to discern between right and wrong.
但是我们说我们不可以接受这件事，我们需要辨别什么叫对，什么叫错。
And I think of the cross as the ultimate example of what it looks like to hate evil, but to love people.
十架是一个极中一个例子，告诉我们，我们要是憎恨这个邪恶，我们要爱人。
See, God hated sin so much that Jesus had to die on the cross.
神这个是这么憎恨这个罪恶。 耶稣基督也死喺十字架上边。
But God loved us so much that Jesus had to die on the cross.
同埋神系咁爱我哋，耶稣基督要喺十字架上面系死。
Both of these are essential to the message of the gospel.
啊，呢两样嘢都系对于我哋嘅福音系至为重要嘅。
To preach one or the other would be to preach another gospel.
如果系讲一样嘢唔讲另一样嘢嘅话咧，其实我系宣讲系另一个嘅福音。
Paul goes on to tell us that we need to be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
保罗亦都系同我哋讲话咧，我哋至于手足之情咧，系要致力于至于对方。
Now, what does the word devoted mean?
致力呢个字系咩意思咧
？See, people are devoted to many different things.
我哋好多人致力于好多样嘢。
Some people are devoted to their careers.
有啲人咧就致力于佢嗰个事业。
They'll work long hours during the week. They'll even work overtime on the weekend.
每一日他们都做得很夜，就算是周末都做埋。
They'll stay up all night to make sure a project gets done.
或者话你做到好夜，要就等你嗰个 project 嗰个计划一定要完成。
They may even put off marriage or children to make sure they don't get distracted from their work.
或者有时延迟去个结婚，或者系延迟生细佬哥，为咗话你喺工作上面唔分心。
Some people are devoted to their hobbies.
有啲人咧致力于佢嗰个嘅嗜好。
They can't wait to get off of work and play their favorite video game or watch their favorite Korean drama.
有啲人等唔住咧，话一定要下班啊，要玩一个电嗰啲游戏啊，或者话咧睇呢个韩剧。
And even when they're not playing their favorite game or watching their favorite Korean drama, they're on the internet doing some research about it.
就算佢唔玩或者又唔睇好啦，都喺呢个网上边咧，佢就系要系去同佢要搵呢个资料。
They even forget to eat or sleep or even shower because they are so devoted to their hobbies.
佢哋系废寝忘餐嘅去做呢啲事情咧，因为佢哋啲时间喺呢方面已经占据晒啦。
So as you can imagine, devotion means sacrifice.
可以谂下呢一个嘅致力于呢样嘢系其需要一个牺牲嘅。
People who are devoted are willing to make those sacrifices because they believe that that's what it takes to get the results that they want.
佢哋点解要致力呢样嘢要咁样做咧？因为佢觉得话，如果我要达到呢一个嘅结果嘅时候咧，我必须要咁样做，要牺牲。
But Paul says we're not to be devoted to our careers or our hobbies or our possessions, but rather we're to be devoted to one another.
保罗呢度讲话，我哋要致力于唔系我哋嘅事业，唔系致力于我哋嘅嗜好，系致力于我对方。
And oftentimes that requires sacrifice as well.
当然啦，我哋系要致力对方嘅时候，系需要有牺牲嘅。
When I was in college, I was in a small group of men that met together to pray every morning.
当我喺呢个大学嘅时候，我哋有一个嘅男嘅一个小组。每早晨一齐去祷告。
One summer we met together at 6 a.m. every morning to pray.
我哋喺个暑假嘅时候，我哋就喺六点钟就起身一齐祷告。
We emailed each other to encourage each other to stay pure.
我哋系用呢个邮电啦，同埋咧系大家去打电话去鼓励大家，一定要系一个保持圣洁嘅生活。
It was a sacrifice for us, but it was worth it.
是一个的牺牲，但是很值得的。
We all knew that we were not alone in our struggle to follow Jesus, but we had one another.
我们知道我们不是孤军作战，而是说我们有弟兄一起互相守望。
See, genuine love means having a sacrificial love, sacrificial devotion to one another.
所以真爱包含一个牺牲，是致力于对方。
And what about us?
我们怎样呢?
What are we devoted to?
我们致力于什么?
Are we devoted to one another?
我哋系咪至于我哋嘅对方
？If an outsider came and visited your small group, what would they say？
如果一个外边嘅人参观你嘅小组嘅时候，佢哋会有咩睇法
？If a newcomer came and visited those worship service, what would they think？
如果你参观你嘅崇拜嘅时候，佢哋有咩睇法
？Would they see devotion to one another？
系咪我哋致力于对方
？Paul goes on to tell us to outdo one another in showing honor。
至于彼此嘅尊重系不甘后人。
Now God calls us to honor our father and mother, but He calls us to honor others beyond that as well.
虽然我哋话我哋平时系要去敬重我哋嘅爸爸妈妈，但系都叫我哋去敬重唔系我哋嘅爸爸妈妈。
So what does it mean to honor one another?
咩意思话要系表示一个尊重呢
I remember going to Washington D.C. during high school for a school trip.
我喺中学嘅时候要去华盛顿 D.C. 去有一个嘅活动。
And I remember being on the subway.And seeing one of my teammates stand up from his chair and giving his seat to a woman.
我见到一个嘅队友咧，佢喺个地铁里边咧，佢就起身将佢个位让俾一个女士。
And my classmate explains to me that If he's on a bus or a subway, he will never sit if there is a woman who has to stand.
有一对有同我讲话，呢个人咧，如果喺个巴士上边或者喺嗰个火车上边咧，如果见一个女士起身啊企喺度嘅话咧，佢唔会让佢企喺度，佢自己坐喺度嘅。
I think that's what it means to honor.
呢个就系我哋咁尊重嘅意思。
Even though my classmate had every right to sit in that seat, he chose to give it up for someone else.
我呢个队友佢系有权利佢自己坐低嘅，但系佢决定话系将佢个位系让出嚟。
See, genuine love means to put others' needs above our own.
这一个的真爱是尊重他人，是高过于自己。
Paul goes on to tell us that we shouldn't be slothful when it comes to being zealous.
至于这个的热诚，我们不可以懒惰。
In other words, Paul's saying we shouldn't give up, we should keep working hard.
保罗叫我们不要放弃，我们要继续的努力去做。
Back when we lived in Phoenix, we saw that someone had put a lost dog sign up in our neighborhood.
我当我住喺 Phoenix 嘅时候咧，我见到有个人咧，挂喺个牌出嚟咧，话佢唔见咗只狗。
They were offering a $300 reward for returning their lost dog.
佢就俾呢个$300嘅报酬咧，如果你揾翻只狗。
So I spent about an hour looking around the neighborhood for the dog.
于是我就用咗时间周围去揾嗰只狗。
And it wasn't just me. There's a lot of people in the neighborhood looking for this dog.
喺嗰个嘅。住嘅地方好多人都去揾嗰只狗。
I even saw people driving around the streets really slowly with the window down, looking for the dog.
佢喺個地方見到好多人架車行得好慢，將嗰個玻璃係校低落嚟去揾嗰只狗。
Everyone in my neighborhood is looking for this lost dog because they wanted that $300.
嗰啲人去揾嗰只狗，因為佢哋希望攞呢個$300嘅報酬。
I think about that. I wonder to myself.
我同自己講
，What if the church was just as zealous about looking for lost sheep?
如果我哋教会里边一样系有咁样嘅热诚啊，去揾嗰啲嘅忘羊。
How much greater joy is there when just one lost sheep is found？
如果揾到一只嘅一个迷失咗嘅羊嘅时候，佢嗰个喜乐系几咁大
？How much greater reward would we have to look forward to？
有几大嘅报酬我哋可以期盼
？Paul goes on to tell us that we need to be on fire。
又讲话至于我哋心灵咧，我哋要火热。
Literally, this word fervent means to be boiling.
这个字话好像是很滚的意思。
Now, when I think of this word being fervent, I think of my Korean brothers and sisters.
讲到这个火的时候，我想起一些韩国的弟兄姊妹。
My Korean brothers and sisters in Christ, they love to pray very passionately.
我的韩国弟兄姊妹，他当他祷告的时候，非常之是火热的。
When they gather in a small group to pray, everyone prays out loud at the same time.
因为在小一个的聚会里面，个人都很大声去祷告。
We call it Korean style prayer.
我们说的韩国式的祷告。
So we all understand what it means to be passionate, to be fervent.
我们说什么叫做火热的心。
But if you think about this word boiling,
我们说的是好像煮滚的东西。
The water doesn't boil itself.
水自己本身不能够自己热的。
The heat comes from outside of the water.
这些水是在外面令它热的。
You see, genuine love isn't something that we can produce in our own strength and wisdom.
这个的真爱不是靠着我们自己那个的力量和我们的智慧。
Genuine love comes from the Spirit empowering us.
这个真爱是这个圣灵是帮助我们去帮助我们。
We see this in Galatians 5:22 where Paul says that the fruit of the Spirit is love.
在这个加太书的五章廿二节讲到话咧，这个圣灵的果子第一个字是爱。
See, genuine love happens when the Spirit works in us to produce love for others.
真爱是这个圣灵帮助我们在我们心里面动工，以致我们能够满溢出来。
I remember being on a mission trip to Taiwan.
我们有一次去这个台湾是一个宣教旅程。
We were getting ready to teach VBS to some kids.
我哋喺一个嘅暑期圣经班里面教咗首歌。
And during my morning devotional, I read about Acts 3.
喺一个嘅早晨嘅灵修里边，我就睇呢一个嘅使徒行传第三章。
Peter and John encounter a lame man who asks them for money.
有一个瘸腿嘅人就问呢个彼得同埋呢个约翰话：我想攞啲钱。
Peter tells the man, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you freely. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk."
他说今天我就没了我能够给你的东西就是 我奉耶稣基督的名叫你起身行。
And I felt God was trying to tell me something that morning through the devotional.
在那天神好像告诉我有一个的有一样东西。
We can't give what we don't have.
我哋唔能够俾我自己冇嘅嘢。
And so this love that we're called to give, it's got to come from somewhere.
我哋所有个我哋讲话呢一个嘅礼物或者话呢个恩赐系有人俾我哋嘅。
It doesn't come from inside of us, from our own strength and our own wisdom.
唔系用我哋嘅自己嘅力量，凭我自己力量，凭我哋自己嘅智慧。
Instead, it comes from God through His Holy Spirit empowering us.
系藉住神，藉住呢个圣灵系帮助我哋，俾我哋。
Again, we can't give what we don't have.
我哋唔能够俾我哋自己冇嘅嘢。
We have to first accept and receive God's love for ourselves.
我哋起初一定要接受咗神俾我哋嘅爱。
And then we can go and love one another.
跟住我哋可以爱第啲嘅人。
It says in Scripture that we love because God first loved us.
我哋爱，因为神先爱我哋。
Paul goes on to tell us that when we love one another, it's an expression of our desire to serve the Lord.
保罗继续帮我哋讲嘅话咧，我哋系爱对方，因为我哋要系去表达我哋对神嘅要侍奉神。
You see, this has to be the ultimate motivation for our desire to love one another.
我哋爱第啲人呢个最终嘅一个嘅动机，系因为我哋要爱，我哋要侍奉主。
It's not about serving one another; it's ultimately about serving God.
我哋唔系一定要话讲紧我哋去侍奉第啲人，其实主要嘅我哋系愿意侍奉主。
In the same time, we want to serve Jesus. It shows up in us serving one another as well.
当我哋愿意去侍奉耶稣基督嘅时候咧，我哋好自然嘅就会去侍奉第啲人。
Genuine love comes from a desire to serve the Lord.
一个真嘅爱系一个嘅渴求，我要侍奉主。
Paul goes on to tell us that we need to rejoice in the hope and be patient in the midst of tribulation.
保罗继续帮我哋讲嘅话咧，叫我哋系至于呢个盼望，我哋要喜乐。
Now, I'm combining these two because they're kind of similar in meaning.
我将呢两样摆埋一齐，因为佢有相似嘅地方。
Now, hope isn't something that we're usually thinking about rejoicing in.
我哋好少讲到话，我哋要为呢一个盼望去开心。
We're used to thinking about rejoicing in good results.
我通常我哋系开心，系因为我哋有一个好嘅结果。
We get a good grade on a test, we rejoice.
因为我哋能有一个考试考一个好成绩，我哋好开心。
We get a promotion at work, we rejoice.
因为我哋有一个升职，我哋好开心。
We find a boyfriend or girlfriend, we rejoice.
我哋男女朋友，我哋好开心。
But Paul isn't calling us to rejoice in good results.
保罗唔系叫我哋开心，因为我有好嘅结果。
He's calling us to rejoice in hope.
佢叫我哋话我哋开心，因为我哋有盼望。
And hope is what we have before we have good results.
盼望系关于有好结果之前出现嗰段时间。
So this doesn't quite make sense to us.
好似话呢个唔合理。
Neither does what Paul says about being patient in tribulation.
同樣地講到話喺呢個嘅患難當中，我哋要堅忍。
If it were up to us, we want the tribulation to be over with as soon as possible.
對於我哋，如果我哋有可以決定能力嘅時候咧，我希望呢個患難係盡快結束。
Even better, we like for the tribulation to not even happen in the first place.
最好根本就呢個患難唔出現。
So in both of these statements, Paul is saying something that doesn't quite make sense to us.
好似呢兩句説話對我哋嚟講好似唔合理嘅。
It goes against what we would want for ourselves.
呢句说话话俾我听，唔好成日谂住我哋自己。
And that's why these are signs of genuine love.
呢个系真爱一个记号嚟嘅。
As I said earlier, worldly love is all about what makes us happy.
喺之前讲过话，呢一个世间嘅爱成日讲话要使我哋自己开心。
In contrast, biblical love doesn't depend on our own happiness.
喺圣经所讲嘅爱咧，唔系净系取决于我哋自己系咪开心。
For those of you who are married, think of the wedding vows that you made.
当我哋已经系我哋有已婚嘅人，我哋对于我哋嗰个嘅结婚嘅誓言
，It probably sounded something like this。
佢好似系咁样讲
：From this day forward, for better or worse, for richer for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until death do we part。
由今天开始，不论系好定系坏，系贫富或者系贫穷与富足，或者系健康与呢一个嘅疾病。我能爱你，我去珍惜你，直到死亡分啊，直到死亡将我哋分离。
And here's how my mentor explained it to me.
我一个导师咁帮我讲。
On your wedding day is the day that you will love your spouse the least.
佢话你结婚嗰日，你对于你嘅你个配偶系爱得最少嘅。
Why？
点解
？Because that vow has not been tested.
因为你当时嗰个誓言系仲未经过呢个试炼。
It's only when you encounter these difficulties that you truly are able to test that love.
当你那个的誓言是真的被这个 试验过之后呢，你先有真嘅爱出现。
It's only when that vow has been tested that love becomes genuine.
佢当你咁样嘅情况之下，你个爱先系真正系真诚嘅。
And in the same way, when we go through times of difficulty together with brothers and sisters in Christ, that's when our love is tested.
同样地，当我哋喺教会里边同弟兄姊妹经过一啲困难日子嘅时候，我哋嘅爱先能够被呢个试验出嚟。
That's when genuine love has a chance to reveal itself.
系当呢个真爱有机会显露出嚟。
Love that isn't just there when times are good.
当我哋喺好时光嘅时候，我哋可能未必见到个真爱。
But a love that stays when times are hard as well.
当我哋经过困难日子嘅时候，那个真爱就好清晰地出现我哋眼前。
And so even as we're waiting for good results to come, let us rejoice together.
当我哋仲等待一个好嘅结果嘅出现嘅时候，我一齐去喜乐。
As we're experiencing tribulation, let us comfort and encourage one another.
当我哋经过呢个困难日子时候，互相去鼓励，互相去安慰。
And that's what genuine love looks like. Paul goes on to tell us that we need to be constant in prayer. Something I really appreciate about being on ACC staff is our weekly devotional together on Wednesdays.
我很开心每个星期我们是这个 ACC 教会里面有同工有灵修的时间。
Every Wednesday, one of our staff will share devotional from God's Word.
每个星期三，我哋有一位嘅同工，佢就会同我哋分享一个短嘅一个灵修。
And then we break off into small groups to pray for one another.
我哋分开小组，跟住大家互相祷告。
It's so encouraging to have others praying for your family, praying for your ministry, praying for yourself.
因为实在上非常之好，能够有人帮你去为你嘅家庭、为你嘅事工去祷告。
It's a beautiful way to show love for one another.
系一个好嘅方法去将你嘅爱表达出嚟。
And I think that's what Paul means when he talks about prayer in this passage.
其实呢段咁系好讲到话呢个保罗对于呢个系呢段讲到嗰个祷告。
You see, when you love someone, it's only natural that you want to pray for them.
当你爱一个人嘅时候，你就会为佢祷告。
Genuine love means being constant in prayer.
一个真正嘅爱系要恒久嘅为人祷告。
Paul goes on to tell us that we need to share in the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ.
另一個步驟是說至於聖徒的缺乏呢，
I want to read you an account written in AD 125 of the early church by a Greek philosopher who converted to Christianity.
在1225年的時候，有一個哲學家，他有以下的講法。
Aristides wrote this.
他這樣說，
And whenever one of their poor passes from the world, each one of them, according to his ability, gives heed to him and carefully sees to his burial. And if they hear that one of their number is imprisoned or afflicted on account of the name of their Messiah, all of them anxiously minister to his necessity. And if it is possible to redeem him, they set him free. And if there is among them any that is poor and needy, and if they have no spare food, they fast 2 or 3 days in order to supply the needy their lack of food.
当一个贫穷的人去离开世界的时候，有很多人呢就用他们的所有能力是去帮助他们，帮助他们能够埋葬。当人听到有其中一个人是被监禁或者是受苦的时候，因为主耶稣的尼赛亚的名，他就一起 去照顾他的需要。如果他们当中有些人呢是没有饭食，咁於是有啲人話：我都冇嘢食咧。於是佢哋禁食有幾天嘅時間，希望將佢剩下嘅食物咧可以俾嗰個人去用。
Did you catch what Aristides says about the early church？
呢個講到當時起初教會嘅時候生活係點樣
？When a poor brother or sister passes away, they all pitch in and pay for the funeral。
當時候有啲嘅弟兄姊妹去死之後咧，佢哋就一齊話：我哋夾啲錢去埋葬佢。
And if one of them is in prison for the faith, you'll all go and minister to them in prison.
如果佢哋有人去監獄或者俾人係去因為佢哋嘅信仰去被逼迫嘅時候咧，一齊去照顧佢哋嘅需要。
And if there's someone who doesn't have food to eat, and they themselves don't have extra food, they will actually fast so that this other person can have food.
當佢哋如果有人冇食物嘅時候，而佢哋都冇係剩餘嘅食物咧，於是佢願意禁食幾天，係將啲食物俾個人冇得食，俾佢哋去食。
You see, they could have said, "I'm sorry, I only have food enough for myself."
佢可以咁講話：對唔住啊，我自己都唔夠嘢食。
But it said they were willing to give up a few meals for themselves so that this other person could eat.
但係佢哋話：我願意，我去放棄我幾天嘅食物，我願意去
And again, we see this theme of sacrifice and devotion to one another.
我哋見到呢個主題就係話，我哋要為人犧牲，係要係去致力於第啲嘅人。
This is what it means to have genuine love.
呢個係真愛嘅表達。
To contribute to the needs of other brothers and sisters in Christ.
我哋話要為咗我哋弟兄姊妹幫助佢哋。
And finally, the last point Paul makes is about what genuine love looks like. On the topic of hospitality.
跟住我哋講到話一個係款待人。
You see, while it sounds a little bit like sharing with the needs of others, it's a little bit different.
好似係話係將一啲嘢去同人分享咁樣，但係有啲唔同嘅地方。
You see, hospitality has to do with welcoming people into your own home.
有啲人話咧，你個要款待咧，係要願意係一啲人入到你屋企裏邊。
It's the difference between giving a homeless man on the street some food to eat versus inviting him into your house for dinner.
有分別嘅就係話，你喺街上邊，你可能俾食物一個無家可歸嘅人，同埋話係願意去邀請佢入嚟屋企裏邊。
See, oftentimes we might be okay with giving food or giving money to a homeless person on the street.
有時候我哋 OK 嘅去將啲食物或者錢俾一啲無家可歸嘅人。
But I think many of us would be uncomfortable with the idea of inviting a homeless man into our house.
我可能覺得好唔舒服，將一個無家可歸嘅人去介紹到喺我一邀請佢喺屋企裏邊。
We're afraid of what might happen if we let someone we don't know into our home.
我哋話我唔知道究竟嗰人嚟屋企裏邊之後，我哋有乜問題會發生
？What if they steal something?
佢哋會唔會偷嘢咧
？What if they break something?
可能會打爛啲嘢咧
？What if they mess up our place?
會搞亂曬我地方。
But Hebrews 13 talks about how sometimes people who show hospitality to strangers are actually ministering to angels in disguise.
在这个希伯罗书第13章咁讲话，你去款待人，款待一个你唔识嘅人咧，可能系款待一个天使。
And Matthew 25 talks about how when we welcome strangers, it's actually Jesus Himself that we are welcoming.
马太福音里边第25章咁讲话，你去欢迎一个嘅陌生嘅人。其實你歡迎主耶穌。
I think of a sermon I once heard by a pastor in Phoenix.
喺個地方，我聽一篇嘅喺 Phoenix 裏邊聽一篇嘅講道。
This pastor was actually a doctor, and he'd actually gone to Africa to do some missions work.
呢一個嘅牧師，其實一個醫生，去非洲嗰度去宣教。
And he preached something called zero distance compassion.
佢講下呢個嘅係零距離嘅一個嘅同情。
You see.This pastor was very well aware that many of his patients that he was seeing had AIDS.
他很知道說很多人去見的時候，那些人有這個艾滋病。
But he chose to not wear gloves when he met with them.
他決定不戴這個手套跟他見面。
Because he wanted them to see that he really did love them and care about them.
他想他們知道我其實很愛他們。
In the same way, the kind of love God calls us to is one that makes us vulnerable.
我們神叫我們所以表達的愛，有時令到我們很軟弱。
You see, if we really obey God's command to love one another, we might get hurt.
當我們是願意 去遵守神的戒命 去愛對方的時候，我們可能得到這個傷害。
We might get rejected.
可能被人拒絕。
We might be taken advantage of.
可能有人利用我們。
We might lose face.
可能我失面子。
I'm not saying these things won't happen.
我咪话啲嘢唔会发生
，because there's always a risk，
一定有啲冒险噶啦。
In fact, without risk, it's not really faith。
如果系冇冒险嘅话，你唔需要信心。
In fact, I would say that it probably will happen。
佢可能会发生嘅。
But that's what genuine love looks like。
真爱系咁样样。
Genuine love looks like opening our homes and even our hearts to people。
真爱系将你自己嘅屋企同埋你嘅心打去俾人哋。
And with that, that's the end of verse 13。
这个是13节的结束。
And what I love about God is that whenever He asks us to do something, it's something that He Himself has already done for us.
神当他要我们叫我们做的事情，他其实已经是做了给我们。
Because everything we talked about, loving one another, God has done for us.
神叫我们要爱对方，其实神已经为我们而做。
God has done for us through the person of Jesus.
主耶穌已經做咗俾我哋。
The Bible tells us that 1 John 4 says, We love because God first loved us.
约一书四章十九节佢讲话：我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and so we also ought to lay down our lives for others."
主为我哋舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
See, Jesus is our motivation and our model for what it looks like to love others with genuine love.
耶稣基督是我们的动机，是我们的好的榜样，我们怎样爱对方。
I'm reminded of a story from a few years ago.
我想一个故事是几年前。
The police in India caught this underground ring, criminal ring.
在印度里面有一些警察呢是去下低捉了一些罪犯。
And this criminal ring was taking old Coke bottles and filling them with water and food coloring chemicals.
咁咧就呢班嘅罪犯咧，将嗰啲嘅可口可乐嘅樽啊，将摆啲水上边。
And they're selling this as Coke.
佢哋就卖啲嘢咧，系当系可口可乐咁卖。
And people who would drink this would get sick.
呢啲人去饮呢啲可口可乐嘅时候咧，假可口可乐咧系会病嘅。
Because what they were doing was obviously very wrong.
佢所做肯定系错嘅。
And in the same way, brothers and sisters, we must realize that we need to give genuine love to one another.
弟兄姊妹，希望你明白，我们需要给个真爱给弟兄姊妹。
Otherwise, what happens is we are actually poison and be toxic to each other.
如果不是，可能我们是毒害了弟兄姊妹。
But ultimately, we look to Jesus as our ultimate example of what genuine love looks like.
我们去望着主耶稣，我们见到什么叫真爱的意思。
Because when it comes to genuine love, Jesus is the real thing.
什么叫做真爱？耶稣基督就是 the real thing.
I invite you to taste and see that the Lord is good.
我们要去尝主恩的滋味。
Nothing will bring you more satisfaction in life because when it comes to love, Jesus Christ is the real thing.
我们耶稣基督是 the real thing, 是我们令到我们生命能够满足。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Jesus, you have said that people would know who we are, that we are your disciples by our love for one another.
主耶稣，你告诉我们，我们人怎样知道你是我们是 信靠你，因为我们 是爱我们的周围弟兄姊妹。
And the crazy thing is that this world doesn't even know what love really means.
在这世界上，很多人根本不知道爱的意思。
So Lord, help us to live out this genuine love that you talk about.
求神你帮助我们能够活出这个真爱在我们当中。
And help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus who is true love himself.
我们根据我们主耶稣在我们的头，我们学习去怎样去活出真爱。
Help us live out the truths of this word, of your word this week.
帮助我们在这个星期里面能够活出你所教导我们的事情。
That the world would see that Jesus is the real thing.
让我们知道耶稣基督 is the real thing.
In Jesus' name we pray.
主耶稣，奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
就用以我咧同嘅希臘唱參與嘅詩歌。